One of the really great entertainment missions of the war so far was led by those four famous Jills who went jeeping around North Africa a few months ago. They were the first gal quartet to hit North Africa after touching off Bermuda, England, Scotland, and Ireland. When they got back to home plate here in Hollywood, a big studio corralled them and popped them into a picture called Four Jills in a Jeep, the story of their trip. For the first time on command performance, the reunion of the four Jills, Kay Francis, Carol Annis, Martha Ray, and Mrs. Mayfair.
Hello, men. Kay Francis reporting.
Hiya, fellas.
This is Carol.
Hello, gang. Mitzi talking.
Oh, boy, here we go again.
You know, girls, we wanted you on command performance tonight for a special reason.
You mean because we made the trip to Africa?
Well, yes, Mitzi, but besides that, we have a sketch plan which shows how a typical group of soldiers might talk about you visiting their station.
Okay, we're the guys.
Martha, you're the guys. Slim, Butch, Spike, and Matt.
You mean we're going to be soldiers?
That's right, Carol.
Well, who's who?
Kay, you're a private named Slim. Carol Andis, you're Spike. Mitzi, you're Maxie. And Martha Ray, you're Butch.
Butch, that's a fine high-class name to give a high-class dame like me.
High-class. It's only for a little while. The scene is a distant outpost in North Africa. Kay Francis, Carol Andis, Martha Ray, and Mitzi Mayfair have just given a show, and four of the guys that saw them are lying around their tent talking about the girls. Let's listen.
Say, did you get a load of that Mitzi Mayfair dancing? Boy, what a pair of gams.
Thanks, Kay.
Hey, shut up. This is a play. We're supposed to be soldiers.
Oh. Yeah, you're right, Slim. That Mayfair is a dish, but personally, I'll take Martha Ray. She's a blockbuster with sex appeal. Wow!
Sex appeal? Well, how about that Carol Annis? What a build on her!
Hey, hey! Ain't you forgetting somebody? That Kay Francis ain't exactly a dish rag.
She's okay for me.
You said it. She may have a little bit of age on her, but, buddy, that's when they know. Guys, I heard a rumor this morning.
A rumor? Where'd you hear it?
Why do you usually hear rumors in the Army?
Well, anyhow, I got it straight that Frances Langford's coming here pretty soon.
Frances Langford? Boy, what a build on her. How about...
Audie, you, everybody's got a build on them. You know me... See, I think that length is a little too skinny.
Oh, yeah? She ain't skinny where she's not supposed to be.
How about you know about, Dame? Zazu Pitts, you're a pin-up girl.
Yeah, you. Some of those tomatoes you ran around with in Philly and you talk.
What are you guys arguing about? We aren't gonna wind up with any of those babes anyway.
Yeah? Well, I don't know about that. When I got Mickey Mayfair's autograph, she gave me a nice little wink.
That was just a twitch. She's nervous from her trip. Now, if you said Martha Ray gave you a wink, why, I'd believe it.
Yeah, she's really man crazy.
Oh, come on, break it up, break it up. Just a minute, you're talking about the dame I love.
Yeah,
Pippi.
Your turn.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, fellas. Oh, yeah. You're talking about the dame I love. Oh, I said that. Well, what a build on her. Wow.
Say, Spike. Any other gals coming with Frances Langford?
Nope, just Bob Hope. Just Bob Hope? Now, there's a guy with talent. I bet he does all right with the babes out in Hollywood.
Yeah, he's just a lot of wind. I bet he don't get any more dates at home than we do.
Well, he's always talking about broads.
Wishful thinking.
He probably lives like a hermit.
Yeah, if he's a hermit, I bet his beard is solid lipstick.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I want to hit the hay. With a little luck, you know, I might dream about... Kay Francis.
Yeah, I'm tired, too. Sure hope I dream about Carol Landis.
Gosh, I'd like to meet Missy Mayfair in my dreams. Hey, Butch, who would you like to dream about?
Bob Hope. What a build on him!